Are you looking for a new math curriculum? CTC Math specializes in providing online video tutorials that take a multi-sensory approach to learning. Creative graphics and animation, synchronized with the friendly voice of internationally acclaimed teacher Pat Murray, make learning math easy and effective. Favorably reviewed in Kathy Duffy's 102 Top Picks and the Old Schoolhouse Crew Review, the lessons are short and concise to help your child break down concepts and appreciate math in a whole new way. Visit ctcmath.com today to start your free trial. That's ctcmath.com. Hey everyone, this is Yvette Hampton. Welcome back to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast. As always, I have such an exciting guest on today. I also have my amazing co-host with me again today, Abby Ranella. We are talking to Christy Clover, mom of moms, homeschool mom of homeschool moms, and part of the speaker lineup for the upcoming Homegrown Generation Family Expo. She is so much fun. You guys are going to love this episode with her. We are talking about her new book called Mom. Is that what you actually call it, Christy? Is Mom?
Yeah, M-O-M, Master Organizer of Mayhem.
M-O-M, Master Organizer of Mayhem. I love that title. I love the title. I love the cover of the book. It is so much fun. It's so eye-catching when you first look at it. It's got a bunch of Legos all over it. So welcome. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. We have been trying for this for a while now. Holy smokes.
Yes. I think literally for like over a year, we have been trying to coordinate
it's
our schedules.
It's been insane. Trying to get everything to come together. I think you had to cancel once. I had to cancel once. And then it was just like, okay, let's just try later.
Yes. Well, you know, it's all in God's perfect time. And this is a great time because your book just came out and I'm excited about it and want to tell people all about it. And Abby, thanks for joining us again today.
I'm excited to be here. I'm so excited to, like, organization is my love language. So I'm super excited to be on here.
Let me speak love to you today.
It's the eighth love language, huh?
It is.
Oh, yeah. Oh. No, totally. I laughed because I was so stressed out at one point because I shared with you guys before we started that we started this home renovation. My friends are like, you cannot call it remodel. You're down to studs. I'm like, right. At the same time, we're doing book launch. So I kind of just, I have moments where I'm like, oh, find a happy place. And I started doing this deep declutter and my husband was laughing. He's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I feel really happy right now. And he's like, I'm just going to walk away. I'm like, yeah, you do that. I'm really happy right now. I was like in this like delirious moment.
Oh my gosh.
Like, okay.
It's like nesting, right? Because instead of birthing a child, you're birthing a brand new home.
And a book.
It's not like recommended. Twins, but not. It's like fraternal twins.
Right. I brought this upon myself because I called it Master Organizer of Mayhem. So the Lord was like, ha, ha, ha. Let's bring a little more mayhem into your life.
And homeschooling. That's amazing. Right. Like when you pray for patience and you're like, I don't do that anymore.
Oh my goodness. So tell us very quickly, Christy, tell us about your family because you've got some kiddos and a husband and
just a few kiddos.
People you like.
So I love it because the homeschool community, I can say this. I can say we only have 5 kids because here in San Diego, people are like, you have what?
Funny.
Are you crazy? Do you know how that works? And I'm like, yeah. And I have a funny story about that in the book, actually. Someone here in San Diego who asked that to me in a very hormonal state. I was pregnant with our 5th and yeah, I had a very snarky response.
Can you tell us the snarky response now?
Yes. Okay. I'll start with, I'll circle back. I will bring it full circle.
Okay.
So Steve and I have been married for 22 years. We just celebrated our 22nd anniversary. And then I have 5 kids. Grant is the oldest. He's 17. And then Blake, 16. Wade is 11. Ashlyn is 8. And Caitlin is 6. So when I was pregnant with Caitlin, so I had because it's like socially acceptable for you to continue to try to have more kids if you have all of one gender. So when I was pregnant with Ashlyn, everyone's like, oh, did you get your girl? And like mama bear, mama boys was kind of like, I did, but I love my boys. Like, it's like, leave me alone. Well, when I was pregnant with Caitlin, I had this gentleman, who decided to hit me on a day when I was very tired and hormonal. And he looked at the 3 boys and then Ashlyn. And he's like, you do know how that works, right? And I'm like, yeah. And you know what they say, practice makes perfect. So So sorry, I went a little rated PG there, but yeah, it was awesome. And like, and he is like, and like the woman behind him was blushing, and the woman at the cash register was laughing so hard. So I'm like trying to get the kids out of the store, and all of my older kids are like, "What does that mean? What do you mean?" And I'm like, "Nothing, nothing. And mommy shouldn't have said that. Like, don't speak in anger or pregnant. I don't know."
Oh goodness!
Oh my goodness!
So that's awesome. Fun. Yeah. Well, so come to the South, where lots of people have lots of kids, and it is totally socially acceptable. And we're the family who has only two kids. Wow. And we don't drive a minivan. And what else don't we do? I don't know. Probably lots of homeschooling.
We don't fit
things.
In a minivan anymore because teenagers are 6'2". Oh, so they don't fit in the car very well. And everyone's too scrunched for a minivan. So we're literally at the stage where we have an SUV, but everyone's trying to talk us into those like mega sprinter car things that are like fits 12 and, you know, like, and like 10 bikes. I don't know.
Right. And a camper. It's got a camper in it.
Totally. Totally. You can sleep in there. Yeah. We're just going to drive a mobile home.
So much fun. So these multiple kids that you have, that you've practiced for many years, and you now have a perfect child.
Exactly.
This has been, I'm sure, one of the things that has caused you to write this book called Mom, Master Organizer of Mayhem. And I love the title of it. Tell us about your book and help us moms who are trying to figure out, because I know this is a difficult thing for any mom, not just homeschool mom, but homeschool mom, when you add real life and then homeschooling, it can get really crazy and really chaotic and really stressful. So tell us about your book.
Okay. Well, the book is really fun because it started actually when I only had two kids. So way back, like, you know, going the, what is it? That little time machine, like the flashback or whatever it's called. But the way back. So if we go back in time, when I just had two kids, and they, I think Grant and Blake were only 4 and 3 at the time, I was asked to speak at our women's event. And so I was like, okay, what would you like me to talk on? And I'm like, can you please talk about home organization? And I remember thinking like, okay, that's weird. Like, I know I'm a little, you know, I love it and I thrive in it, but I'm not perfect at it. And so I sat down and I was like, sure, I'll speak on it. And so I sat down and I really try to think through what gives people the perception that I'm so organized. And so because I started asking friends too, like, why do people think, because anytime I asked a girlfriend, I'm like, you know, what are some, you know, descriptions of me? Like, what do you feel are some of my strengths? And organization always came up. And I'm like, you guys have been to my house. It is messy sometimes. And I feel like, when I'm overwhelmed, I let things go, and that's okay. And what I've learned is that is absolutely the right thing to do. Because if you really truly need a break, don't go. I mean, unless you're crazy like me and really just need to like get in there and get a project done, then that's wonderful. But what I discovered is that it's my systems. So I would have people over for a play date one day and the house would be torn apart with all the little kids. And the next day I'd be hosting some event and people are like, what happened here? Were you up all night cleaning? I'm like, no, I just, you know, put things away. I have this little system for doing this. And they're like, explain that. And on top of all that, my husband's been traveling for 20 years of our marriage. And so I think when people were trying to figure out how I did things, that was kind of where it started. So long story short, I sat down and I wrote out this talk, MOM, Master Organizer of Mayhem. And I came up with 10 rules. And so they're kind of like this foundation for things that I've noticed have to be in place for me to feel most organized. And it doesn't mean that you have to have everything going all at the same time, but they are key components to how to be organized. And I mean, decluttering is one, you know, asking for help. And so there's a lot of these core foundational things that I put in the book. And what's fun is that from 12, 13 years ago, when I first gave this talk, the rules are exactly the same. I changed the order, but the rules are exactly the same. And so it's been neat to see how, when continuing to apply them as my family's grown, it's continued to work. And then the second phase of the book is actually a lot. I share some of the systems that I put in place as well.
We're going to take a quick break and we'll be back in just a second. This episode of the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast is brought to you by Libromania, a podcast for book lovers from the Close Reads Podcast Network and the Searcy Institute. Through conversations with contemporary novelists, poets, and biographers, as well as collectors, designers, and others, Libromania is for the person who believes that good books are an essential part of the good life. For more information, go to closereadspods.com or subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you dial up your favorite podcasts. The 2020 Homegrown Generation Family Expo is almost here. From February 17th through the 21st, the Schoolhouse Rocked team is gathering your favorite speakers in one place and hosting a one-of-a-kind live and interactive online event called the Homegrown Generation Family Expo. This will be a full week of encouragement, resources, and community, as we'll be addressing the most important issues that homeschool families face. You'll have the opportunity to interact live with our phenomenal lineup of speakers and have a chance to win valuable prizes. The price for this live and interactive online event is only $20, which also gives you lifetime access so that you can enjoy it whenever you want. Register today at homegrowngeneration.com. That's homegrowngeneration.com. I definitely want to talk about the 10 foundational rules that you have set, but you also talk in there about setting a good foundation first. How do we do that as moms?
Well, a big key part. So the good foundation is really looking at all the 10 rules and looking through it. But the key is that I feel like we need to start by redefining organization, because unlike 12 years ago, we have so much being thrown at us daily. We have an onslaught from TV shows. I mean, HGTV has wonderful shows that I personally love watching. But, you know, when you look at a house that Joanna Gaines or the Property Brothers or whomever it is that's doing the space, they've completely cleaned it out, remodeled it, make it look perfect. We've got Instagram that's so focused on these beautiful rooms. We've got Facebook, Pinterest. We have all these things we didn't used to have. You know, Martha Stewart was my only little, like, you know, person breathing down my neck, like, be perfect like me.
Right.
But that's what we feel like, because so often I feel like people associate organization with perfection, mm-hmm. and that's not it at all. Organization to me is creating more efficiency in your home life so that you can maximize your time with your family as well as for other priorities. And so I like to try to help people figure out what their priorities are so that it gives you that motivation, because everybody needs to know their why. Like, if you're totally happy in your mess and chaos, then God bless you. You be happy in your mess and chaos. If it's not affecting you or anyone else in your family and you've got your systems down, then that's working. But if you are feeling stressed in people in your home, like, I've had some moms come up to me like, I need this. They're like, my husband and I are fine with it, but they might have a special needs child who needs structure. And so they've had to learn how to get organized, much like I had to learn how to get organized.
Now, let me ask you a question about that, though, because I have often been to friends' houses and I have friends on both ends of the spectrum, you know, those who their houses are always neat and tidy and they have systems in place and they just they have an order of their life. And typically those people are those are the people who like to purge, of course. And I'm sure that's probably one of your 10
no,
rules.
No, it's not my gifting. Well, decluttering is, but no, I have friends that are very gifted at it.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I tell you, I've gotten really good at decluttering because we just simply don't have space. Anyway, that's a whole different topic. But I have friends who just have very organized, clean homes. And then I have other friends who their house is just always a mess all the time. And I feel like both of those friends, but typically the ones whose houses are typically messy, as soon as you walk through that door, they might say that they're comfortable with it. Like, oh, we're okay living like this. But as soon as you walk through that front door, they apologize for the mess in their house.
Almost always.
I'm so sorry, my house is a mess. And I'm like, look, I did not come to see your house. I came to see you. I really don't care if your house is a mess. But I know because of their response that it is something that is stressful to them. And a lot of people simply don't really know how to declutter, how to organize, how to get rid of the chaos in their lives. So take us, let's go through some of the 10 foundational rules. Abby, what are you thinking? Okay.
Well, I'm thinking before we get into that, what I love that you said is going back to, because we're all homeschool moms here. And I love how you said it's not a one size fits all. It really is what works best for your family. Mm-hmm. What are your husband's needs? You know, I might be okay with one thing. And I just love how you're saying it. It really is. We're all created uniquely and differently. And so what's chaos for you might not be chaos for me. And so that's what I really am liking about the direction your book goes, is it's not a, you have to do this exactly the way that the Clover household does this in order to be the exact mom and wife that Christy is. But it's really just, it's just some basic fundamental concepts that really can work in anybody's home.
Right.
So
yeah, no,
just like there's not one size boxed curriculum for every single homeschool family. It's different and unique for each of us. So I'm super excited about that because this book then is for everyone.
It really is.
It is. And that's why like I start like my first rule is glean and tweak because we can learn from other people and learn from Pinterest and learn from, you know, other books, you know, out there. And I mean, even that's you can learn from this book. But unless you tweak it for the season that you're in and your personal family, because yeah, I have friends who, if I cleaned and organized my house and you walked into my house and you'd be like, wow, this is perfect. I have friends that will still walk in and be like, oh, this is stressing me out. Right. It's not like, you know, like, because there are just people who cannot handle anything on a counter. Like, I'm all about like, oh, let's put a knickknack here, you know, not to an extreme. I mean, I have seasons where it's a little extreme, but, you know, I have friends that like, that's just, they need that. And so I don't have to live according to that. Like, my husband likes clean counters, but it doesn't mean, you know, he just doesn't want all the Christie piles. He doesn't want the Christie piles there. Really, that is what it is. And now all of my children have learned how to have their own piles, and it's not good.
In order to make the Schoolhouse Rock podcast easier to listen to, we're going to 2 shorter episodes a week. So join us on Wednesday for part 2 of this conversation. In order to make...
In order... Okay, try again. Keep going.
In order to make the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast easier to listen to, we're going to 2 shorter episodes...